Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn. This Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for September the, look at this. Are you kidding me? The 15th, is it? Yeah, 15th already. How did that happen? Anyway, that's what this program is about, and we're continuing in our saga of John, and he is offering to us some really interesting insights based on questions he has about the practice and what it's really all about, and that seems to be the ebb and flow. So I have answered many questions from him, questions that, like I say, not even my students would ask. They're too afraid. And here's his next question, and it's really for a man who is, shall we say, removed from the practice, never heard of it before. He says, how do I live with my old life based on what you are teaching? It seems that my old life was wrong. And then he goes into all sorts of things that he thinks he did wrong. And I'm not going to get into that because that's foolish. And that's not the point of it all. But, I love what he said. How do I live with the things that I was? When you're in the practice and you're starting to make changes, it's going to be very hard, John. It's going to be really, really hard because your impulses have been imprinted upon your brain. And you are going to want to go back to the things that you think made you think and live and do the way you think and live and do. You're going to have these things that are really important to you. Things like self-righteousness, giving up lying maybe, giving up being cavalier about your life. It is really hard for people to become sincere about their life, where they really are searching not for pleasure over pain, which is what most people do, but where they're living to awaken, to have that revelation, that meaning in their life, to find true significance. Now, it's not that true significance and all these things that I talk about are hidden from us, because they're not. They're under the rubble of the way we have lived our life in the form of selfishness, pride, vanity, and hatred. And we don't want to think that that's what we do, but when I was younger, my mother would never say to me, don't make me loving at you. Don't you dare do that, Gregory. She always said, don't make me angry. And I had no idea what I was doing that was making her angry. I had no idea. I'm a clueless kind of person, you know. So when I look at my students, they are always looking for something to feel bad about. They feel that shame and guilt should play a big role in the way they live, because they can see after a few years in the practice, all the cruddy things that they did in their youth and the consequences thereof, because their life has become nothing but consequence. And John, this is important for you to understand. The consequence of the things that you and I did when we were younger, young, dumb, and crazy, and filled with genetic pride and vanity and all that other good stuff, the consequence of that is we can't understand anything greater or deeper than what our mind can present. We can't go very far. And the reason being is because we are blocked. We are occupied by all of the certainty of our pride, our vanity, our ego. And if you went to church, let's say the Catholic Church or any church, guilt and shame would come into play. And you would have to look at your life and understand that the reason I don't understand what I don't understand is because I feel so bad about myself. If you can understand that complexity within you, then you will understand why it is so difficult to awaken. We have this cavalier attitude of living for eat, drink, and be merry when we're younger, and that we are impervious to anything bad happening to us. And yet our whole life is nothing but the smithereens of our consequences that we invoke upon our life. We're not living a full life, a life of love, kindness. We want a life that's fun and where we have no responsibility and there are no consequences and blah, blah, blah. We want all that. We think that is what makes up a good life, but that's not true. That just simply is not the manner of the way. The manner of the way is in learning how to understand ourselves, the complexity of the ego, the vanity, the pride, learning how to put aside foolish things, conventional thinking, conventional living, what we've given our life over to, and usually that has a lot to do with our parents giving our life over to the society, culture, whatever. We don't have culture, but we'll call it that. We just give ourselves over to all these things, and that would bring about a tremendous amount of guilt and shame. And that's really what you're asking. You know, how do I live with my old life? Well, you don't live as your old life. You live in the compassion of your old life. In other words, in your old life, there will be many things that you need to make amends for, restitution. And so you live to make restitution with your life. That's how you live with your old life. You do the things that are kind, compassionate. You live in a restitution with your life. And if you do to restore it, then you will do things outside the box of your conventions, the beliefs you had. You will start to understand, oh, this had repercussions in my life. Something that I assumed here or did over there have brought about repercussions in my life. And the fact that you're asking these questions is interesting because it means there must be some door that is open to you and inside you that you might be able to enter into that would reveal to you the meaning and the significance of what it is to awaken. Maybe you're starting to question your old life. Maybe you're learning that your old life brought you maybe to this, to be with me here on this podcast, maybe helping you awaken to the fact that there is more to you than what you currently may believe has happened to you. That would be very, very important. You can do this. This is a great possibility. But you'd have to be willing to go beyond the confines of your hatred and your fear. You'd have to get beyond your guilt, your shame. And this is where most people stop. They have a lot of guilt and shame about their life. And it's very hard for them to go much further than their guilt and shame. So they wallow around in it and they don't ever really awaken because they feel so bad about things they did, instead of making restitution, instead of living for compassion and forgiveness. You have to be a very generous person to be in an authentic practice. That generosity comes in having mercy. Mercy not only for others, but mercy for yourself. And understanding that the most important aspect of living is finding that merciful place where you can forgive yourself and realize I lived knowing not what I do. And if you can do that, which would be a tall order, then you have a chance to really do something spectacular with your life. And I'm all for doing spectacular with your inner life. John, I hope that helped you, and I am grateful for all your questions, and we'll return to them maybe next week after I hear from you. Please forgive me, all of you, and I hope this is helping. And if you have a question, you know how to get a hold of me. Greg@aspire.org. Just email me, greg@aspire.org. Have a wonderful weekend. Namaste.